views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Well, I don't know about you, but it's been a week. It's been a week in the world. It's been a week in my life, personally. We are being confronted by all of our core stuff, and the universe and ourselves are saying, are we going to move through or are we going to stay stuck? Everything's coming to a head. Everything's in your face. If you feel overwhelmed, you're not alone. The point is, what are we going to do about it? So if you're new to the show, you have found quite an extraordinary community. If you would like to talk to the channel, please press 1 now so we can get you in the lineup and get your name up on the screen. I want to address what happened in Orlando first. It is, yes, a great tragedy. And we know through the principles of our work, what do we do with tragedy? We don't go into victimness. We don't go into fear. We don't go into reaction. We start working with the light. We send love. We send peace. We hold the highest and best. We send support for the souls crossing over and for the people who are left here to deal with the pain of their loss. We send light. We choose to focus on what we want, which is peace and joy and love in this world. It's very easy to get into the drama of it all. It does not serve us. It does not serve the country. It does not serve the universe. So I want to talk about choice today. because I teach this stuff day in and day out. And there's something in my life right now where I'm just not making the choice. I don't want to be unhappy, and I don't want the drama, and yet I don't make the choice. And like I talked about last week, the channel keeps bringing in over and over and over and over again. You really don't have to understand why anymore or what's running you. You just really have to choose what you want, which again, peace, love, joy, success, abundance, plenty, health, wealth, right? We know what we want, but when I say we've really chosen them, I get a no. So I want to talk about choice. And this is the information that the channel gave me around choice this morning. One, you have to make one. And most of us haven't really said, this is my choice no matter what. We wonder about things, we think about things, we hope about things, but we don't really say, no matter what, I'm choosing to be peaceful here. No matter what, I'm choosing harmony here. Even if it means my ego can't exercise itself the way I think it should. So we have to make a choice. Pick the thing that you called about today or that you're listening to the show to get clarity on and see see if you've really, actually, 100% made a choice to get, do, be, whatever it is. And make one now. Okay, number two. In order for choice to work, we have to understand ourselves. What makes us tick? What's important to us? What makes us happy? In order to understand ourselves, we have to keep our hearts open. Oftentimes, when we go to making a choice, especially a hard choice, we close our hearts. You want to get back to who you really are, which is a self-programmed computer drive. You get to put into your hard drive whatever you want. If there's something in there that you don't want, delete it. Delete it out of the cloud of you. Delete it off your hard drive and program something else. Number three, you are the energy and you have enough energy to make the choice you want. Do you understand that you are literally the energy of light and the light of energy that is responsible for choosing and focusing on that choice? You have the energy to do this, to erase your hard drive and reprogram you. Then they took me to the word ailments, and it was interesting. My dictionary that I use, which is an old dictionary, which is why I like it, was in the back room. And so I went on Google and Googled ailment, and they went, no. Got to go get the dictionary. Because in my dictionary, and I want you to listen to these words, a morbid affection of the body or the mind, a sick or dark affection of the mind. And when I got more clarity, it was the affection of not knowing. So why are we so in love with not knowing? Because how are we going to make a choice if we don't know? We're in affection of not knowing because we, in our hard drive, are still programming that we aren't and can't be the creators of ourselves. And that keeps us on the high of always trying to be, the struggle of trying to be God, of us. So we want to claim right now, I know. I know. I am the God of me that programs me as knowing. Invoking the symbol and the formula, the violet flame and the golden light. And so it is. Then we're going to our brain. And I have to tell you, I'm doing some fascinating work with my own brain, learning things so that I can bring it to you. I had my fourth session with the biofeedback games that are training my brain to come out of fight or flight. And it's remarkable how much progress I have in four sessions. Now, what they're doing in these sessions is training my brain to accept whatever I see, whatever conflict I see on the screen, whatever gets put in the way, to accept it instead of go into this fight or flight where we're constantly running from ourselves and trying to handle things and yet not handling them because we're in fear of of not being able to. So our brain is wired to love ourselves in ways that do not serve us anymore. Our brain is wired to love fight or flight. Our brain is wired to not choose so that we can stay in the high of getting through the struggle. So ultimately, self-love, which is all what our work is based on, equals inappropriate choices that are actually non-choices for our good. So I'm not going to really choose, which is an inappropriate choice for retraining your brain toward what you want. The hard drive isn't going to be reprogrammed, guys, without us making strong choices. I'm trying to bring the science of your brain together with what spirituality and religion have taught us for eons. Think on the things you want. Think on peace. Think on love. Think on joy. Think on mankind loving each other. These are the things we want. And what that does is it tells our brain, focus on this, which helps our subconscious focus on what we want. So we have to redefine self-love as strong choices that are good for me and my brain. When I love myself, I make strong choices for myself and my hard drive. And I start training the brain for the future. Because that's what we're really doing. We're understanding ourselves so that we can make choices that will literally reshape the present, the past, and the future. And we're training our brain to think for the futures that we want to create. Okay? So, in regards to Orlando, choose peace. In spite of violence being returned from all our past years, back to the days of Romans, right, where everyone, this belief where we have to fight for our rights. If we have to fight for our rights of peace and love and safety, then we will continue to train our brains that we have to live in fight or flight, which creates a world where living in balance is not possible. So choose peace, guys. Choose peace around everything. Ask yourselves, what do I want to choose? Okay, is there anything else? I can go to the callers. All right, we're going. Please keep on task here with the show today so we can see what your question has to do with choice. All right, we're going to start with Jeannie. Hi, sweetheart.
Hello, honey.
What's up?
I agree with everything you've said, and I thank you for it. And I thank the channel from the bottom of and top of my heart and brain. I have had a UTI again and had to go to a urologist. And all this, I have not been able to clear with the antibiotics and everything else. And I am now thinking what you said and I am going to retrain my brain to accept this.
You're retraining it right now. Okay. Now, there are two more books that I work with along with the body book that Narayan Michael wrote, and they're called Problematic Patterns, Behavioral, Psychological, and Psychiatric Problems and Their Emotional Meanings. And we're going to that book right now. So 0 through 100, 100 to 2, 50, 50 to 60. 167, page 167, which they're saying is also a frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers are frequencies here. They were systematically disempowered and destiny derailed by a super sexploitative maternal relationship that demanded that they be her Siamese satellite support system at the expense of their individuality, identity, and destiny. What that means simply is you gave up describing who you are and choosing who you are for your mother.
Definitely.
Okay. That's what your returning infection continues to bring to your attention.
Yes, because I've had it on and off all my life.
Yeah. And so it's to the point now where, you know, guys, first of all, all of us use antibiotics way, way, way more than we should. And doctors prescribe them. There's a lot of information coming out about that now.
Mm-hmm.
But what's important about that in our world is that unless we get to the core energetic belief that keeps creating the dis-ease coming back and back and back and back, it's going to come back. So you literally have to do, Jeannie, whatever. Okay. So, okay, well, this is part of what we were talking about in the first mm-hmm. of the show. We all have to sever the umbilical cord with our mothers and with our children energetically, because that is one thing we keep in place so that we don't program our hard drives in new waves. If we keep that energetic umbilical cord connected in an unconscious way, then the hard drive just keeps being passed down. Oh, here, you can use my computer. So that's a difference between choice, you see. And they're reminding me of what I say to Gabrielle. Take all my good stuff, and there's a lot of it. But all this stuff that I suffer with still and am challenged by still, you don't need to own this. I wipe it from your hard drive. It's not something I want to pass down to you or that you need. So it's up to us. We can, and they want to be very clear that cutting the umbilical cord doesn't mean anything is erased automatically, but it means that things that are downloaded can be erased now, instead of continuing to be connected to the victimness, the fear, the fight or flight, whatever it is that we brought down from our mothers and the experience of her and her world, her relationships with our fathers, with our mothers' families, all of that, that was downloaded. And we want to take what we want, and we want to disconnect from what we don't. So we are directing that now. We are, those of you that want to participate here, just intend and direct that we are cutting that energetic and physical umbilical cord. And we are keeping all the nutrients, all the good stuff, all the love, all the caring, and we are directing our brains to reprogram the hard drive around giving ourselves up in any way or taking on lesser traits than we want. That in no way do we mean dishonor around this, that we are actually thanking and praising our mothers for bringing us into this world and making us strong enough to receive this information and do something with it. So that's our direction. We invoke the symbol of formula, the violet flame, the golden light. It's done, so it is.
And as you said this, memories flitted by, the yucky ones dissipated in a cloud, and the good ones have remained.
Okay, so Jeannie, they want you to really talk to your body now,
mm-hmm.
and thank the UTI, you know. It brought something very important, and this has to do with a lot of your sickness, honey. A lot of the sickness and accidents and stuff that keep plaguing you. You are empowered by your own feminine and masculine energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Not by anybody else's. Is there anything else we have to do? No. Wow. Great. Good grief. And the start to another show. Thank you, sweetheart.
No, I thank you. And I had seen the father again. I've seen it twice. And at the end, Mr. Langella's character is on his knees, the way we have all been at times. And he is an absolute mess as a senior, where his mind has gone, and he's crying, "I want my mommy."
Uh-huh.
And it brings back everything, or to everyone who sees it, as important as it is. So what you have just done has eradicated the pain of that for me.
Well, good, Jeannie. Good.
Thank you.
And yes, we want, who we really want is the mother of all mothers.
Exactly.
Which is our own ability of creation.
Exactly.
Right.
Thank you.
My love. Thank you, baby. Bye-bye. Well, good. Miss Jeannie, who helped so many others, I think we just helped her. Anna in New York. Hi, honey.
Hi,
you're on.
Thank you so much. So my question is, does the channel have any insight as to, like, the next step for my career or my true work?
Well, yes. Already they're saying you haven't chosen what you want. You see, you're waiting for somebody else to do it.
Well,
and that doesn't empower
many.
You.
I've chosen many, and it doesn't seem to be the correct one, so that's why I was wondering.
And my pendulum goes right to no.
Okay.
You've thought about it. You've thought, oh, maybe I should try this. Oh, that might be nice. I wonder if this will work.
Mm-hmm.
But you haven't said, I'm doing this. No matter what, I'm doing this, because this is what I want to do. So what is it that you really want to do? Because right now you don't believe you can do what you want to do. So you're deferring to what you really don't want to do, which is keeping you from making a choice. What do you really want to do, Anna?
I want to do a service that provides joy for me and financial security.
Okay. That's still too nebulous. So what kind of services lie under that definition that you would want to do? I mean, you know, right now they're going, my gosh, you could work in a veterinary office and help animals. You could work at a retirement center and help older people. You can work at a preschool and help young people. You see, there's so many possibilities, but you haven't chosen to focus on one. And that's what you need to create. You have to make a choice. That's number one under what they started with today. So when you get off, I want you to sit down and list the five different things that you would really enjoy doing that come under that definition. and then look at it and go, which one excites me the most? And then make a commitment to it and start taking action. Start looking at job possibilities on the internet, in the paper. Is there something I have to learn to do this and to create this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's how you start. Guys, the universe is not going to do this stuff for you. You came into embodiment to learn to create. So to sit back and go, well, the guides haven't told me, or God hasn't told me, or the angels haven't led me, they're all sitting there going, we'll help you make a choice. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So will you do that and call in next week?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to get off and make a list.
Yes.
After the show. Okay. Good, baby. Okay.
Thank you.
Hold on. Yeah, there's nothing else. All right,
okay.
You bet.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's look, they're being tough love with me all the time, every time I ask. And I'm going, look, I don't want to be this way, and I don't want to be angry about this. And they're going, well, obviously you do because you still are. And when you really don't want to be angry, you'll let it go, Dee. You'll turn it around because you won't be able to stand who you are. And it's real close to that in one particular area. And so I'm watching me going through what I'm teaching you, me fighting myself. Yeah, but I really don't want this to be this way, but I'm not willing to give up and create it the other way. See, it just keeps us in angst all the time. Okay, we're going to Miss Mary in Maryland. Hi, sweetheart.
Hello, my darling.
How are you, baby Kate?
Well, I'm pretty good now.
Good.
I had one of those weeks that was kind of woo.
Oh, honey.
And woo.
Yeah.
But I had two wonderful things happen that really brought me out of my oh, poor me thing. One of them was we were on vacation. We were looking where we wanted to find a home for retirement, which we did finally find.
Good.
And one of the ladies had a little knick-knack shop in the place where we were staying, and she was delightful. But underneath it, and I told her about the little Bubba Bear. And she goes, oh, my God, where do you get that? And I told her it was something of your creation. And she goes, Dee Wallace, I love her. Oh, it was so cute. And I said to her, okay, I just want you to do something for yourself. I said, I want you to love yourself. She looked at me, her eyes got as big as saucers, and she goes, how did you know? I said, because that's what we all do. We don't love ourselves enough. She just got these big tears, and she threw her arms around my neck, and she goes, oh, thank you. And will you tell Dee Wallace that I love her?
Oh, what was her name, Mary?
Her name is Anika, I believe is her name. Just beautiful.
Well, first of all, thank you. And second of all, thank you for rippling out the message. That's what I'm hoping we all do, because we all have moments, you know, every day, all the time.
Yeah. I needed it too.
You bet, because when you give it and when you remind somebody else of it, you move back into the vibration of it.
Yeah. And then there's one other thing I wanted to share that just made everything so incredibly beautiful to me when I got home. I was looking on something Facebook and my niece showed up, and she goes, when you're going through hard times, or any time for that matter, she goes, the most important thing you'll find is self-love.
Ugh.
Almost died.
It is getting out there.
I know, that's what I wanted to share with you, because she's heard me say that, but I never preach it to her, ever. I just...
Yeah, but she got it because you live it, Mary. And the channel wants you to be clear that it wasn't that stuff that brought you back into balance. You chose to bring yourself back into balance, and then that stuff showed up.
Yes. Yes, I realize that now, and I'm ever so grateful. However it happens, it's just the most beautiful thing in the world when you get it again.
Yeah, because when you move out of it, it's like instant hell.
Yeah. Instant hell.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And, you know, everybody, I want to thank you for all your prayers and good wishes. My family member is in recuperation center now and is doing really, really well. Visited yesterday, and they are just, it's beyond our wildest hopes, really. But you see, we had to make a very strong choice.
Mm-hmm.
To create this possibility of freedom for all of us.
Yeah.
It was a hard choice.
You bet.
But once you make the choice, the energy opens up. And the choice, I want to remind you, is commitment.
Yeah.
So we're choosing to commit to staying balanced in self-love and just rippling that out through the world. I'm committed to that. Are you?
Amen, sister.
Amen, sister.
Thank you,
love Mary. You. Thanks for calling in, baby.
Love you so much.
Love you.
Bye.
Wow, isn't that wonderful? I know I was talking to my daughter and complaining about something. She looked at me and she said, "Mom, every word coming out of your mouth does not back up self-love." I wanted to pop her right in the chops. But I looked at her and I said, "And you're right. Quit throwing my stuff back in my face." But it's great. It's great to see that they're getting it and we can remind each other of it. We're going to Catherine in New Jersey. Hi, honey.
Hi, how are you, Dee?
I'm thanks great.
Thanks for taking the call. Well, so far I've shifted a bunch of things on the call this morning, so thank you.
Thank you.
It's been a definitely a time of change for me. I recently, due to the lack of a functioning commercial size air conditioner, which I can't afford to replace, I'm moving out of my space as a chiropractor that I've been for the past 33 and a half years. It's not easy. It was pretty traumatic for me. But I am going to be joining with my brother for a little bit on the days that he's not working. So for the time being, I'm still going to be doing what I love. I'm also doing energy work, body code, and motion code work, which I don't need a brick and mortar place to do.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful. I think that as of this moment, I did check myself to see if I made the choice to that I wanted to move. And at first I said no. So I think it's saying yes
true.
At the moment. Still saying no, huh?
You're literally, as you're talking yourself through it, now that you've asked, did I make the choice, you're starting to shift because you're asking and looking at it. You're becoming more conscious, right?
Yes.
So they want you to know in every way that this was a positive thing. You are going to find freedom. And freedom to create new things that you didn't have before. You do need to choose that, though. Right now, you're a little still in fear about, how is this going to play out? Well, it's going to play out how you choose for it to play out.
Okay?
So what do you want?
I want plenty. I want to help plenty of people. I want plenty to live with and be able to use the energy of money for myself and for others. Something I've always wanted, but I never felt I had enough to do so much. So there is an underlying thing that just popped up when I said that is because you mentioned core beliefs earlier, and I spoke to my brother about this the other day because he has plenty of money, but he had this thing come up. And it triggered something in me that in my family, if you didn't make a lot of money, you had no value.
Uh-huh.
And that still comes up.
And and that's the lesson you're really trying to teach yourself right now, that it's not about the money. It's about the creative process. And when you
absolutely.
Do the creative process, the money comes.
Yes.
Okay. But you don't do... Well, they're correcting me mid-sentence here. I started to say you don't do the creative process for money, but they're saying if that's your choice and if that's your reason, that's fine. But we've been taught, or I've been taught, you know, it's not okay to do it just for the money.
Yes, absolutely.
But it is okay. The channel thing, it absolutely is okay to do it just for the money.
Uh-huh.
Unless we have a belief system in place that says you can't just do something for the money. You have to have, you know, a loving, guiding, supporting religious principle behind it. And they're saying, no, not true. If you love money, it's perfectly fine for you to create money just because you love money. And they're saying anybody that's on this call or ever even listens to this call are the kind of people that when they have a lot of money, they will do good things with it, whether it's for your family or charity or the world or whatever. There's nobody listening here that has to worry about being an a-hole because they have money. You know, but you're kind of fighting you, Catherine, like we do. So you're saying, I want to have a lot of money to do all this stuff with, but I can't just have the money. I have to get the money, you know, and work for the money and do good things for the money. And then that compromises the money that comes in for you. Can you just let the universe give you whatever it wants to give you? And you continue doing what you love to do, knowing that the money's there.
Right.
Hold on, there's one other thing coming in. We're going now. It's funny, I heard it a couple of minutes ago, core belief, and then they said no. So we had to get to that first, that thing about that compromise about money here. Here. Okay, they're taking me to God betrays me or I betray me. Now, if we've got in the computer of our brains, I want money, I don't want money. I want a lot of money, I can only have money if I work really, really hard. Oh, wow, I have to move out of my space, so how the hell's that going to happen? Then we've programmed the computer to crash because there's two programs running within us. Do you understand?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so which program do you want to write? What do you want your brain to know, baby?
I want my brain to know that it's okay for money to flow freely to me and from me.
Exactly.
In a good way, you know.
In a good, balanced, healthy way. Yeah, and that's the way it works. Money comes in, money goes out. Money comes in, money goes out. But whenever we have to send money out, we go into a panic that we should hold on to it because it's not going to come back in. But more can't come back in if you stop the flow. Right? So you want to know you have more than enough. You want to have a cushion, right? You want to know you're safe and secure in this world. And then let the money roll and let me spend it, you know, in good places that make me feel good, not out of guilt, not out of duty, but out of love for helping mankind and the world. Okay.
Absolutely. Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you so
now
much.
Now you're on your way, Catherine.
Thank you. Thank you.
You bet.
Bless you.
That was great. That was great for me, too, to get all that in alignment. We're going to Jody in California. Jody, are you there?
Hello?
Yes. Hi, honey. You're on.
This is Julia.
Oh, Julia. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He put up the wrong name. That's fine.
That's fine.
Hi, Miss Julia.
Hi. I want to know if I've made the choice, and I also would like to know, how do I calm my head down?
Okay, well, boy, that's an interesting question because that's what I'm dealing with in these brain biofeedbacks. First of all, if you have to ask me if you've made the choice, you haven't.
Okay.
When we make a choice and we go, I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore. This is my choice. I'm committed to it. You know it, don't you?
Okay. Yes.
Yes. You know, guys, when you've made the choice. So right now it's a no. So what do you want to choose? What was the question in regards to that you want to choose?
No. See, that's the problem. My mind is just so...
No, that's not the problem. No. You have to choose to change your mind. So if you're going to keep blaming it on your mind, then you'll never make the choice, and you'll just keep in the same pattern.
Okay.
So that's not an out I'm going to give you today, baby Gate.
Okay.
Okay. What do you want to choose?
I want to choose to be the pillar of light and joy and happiness.
Okay. And that happens literally, I know, because I'm working on the same thing. In a snap of a finger, you can go, okay, I'm not holding on to this anymore. I'm just not. I'm going to go in. I'm going to be happy. Now, as soon as we commit to something like that, guys, oftentimes we and the universe are going to create everything that challenges us in that area, so we can see if we can really hold on and stay there. Okay? So, first of all, we haven't committed to that, any of us. So we're going to take a moment right here. And we are wiping from our hard drives all the messages that we don't get to choose. We're not responsible. And it's our mind or God or the other person or our spouse or our childhood that is keeping us from doing anything. We're wiping all of those teachings. I get to choose. I am the choice. I have enough energy to make the choice to be love and light and joy all the time. If I'm not, I know I have fallen out of my choice, and I can come back. Do you believe that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So we're committed to that right now, everybody, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. This is our true direction and choice and commitment. So that means whenever we fall out, we stop immediately and go, see, now I'm not honoring the commitment I made to myself. Here I am. Don't need to know why, just need to choose to come back into balance. And you're going to start feeling more and more and more of the discomfort of when you fall out, everybody. That's what's going on right now. Yeah, and I want you to continue loving yourself and honoring yourself as you go through the process of falling out and bringing yourself back, okay? Because self-judgment and self-loathing, which I was very close to the other day, doesn't work. It doesn't work. We're not going to get where we want to get to by not loving ourselves. Look at it as learning how to walk again and loving yourselves and encouraging yourselves while you do that. Do you have any questions, Julia?
No, I don't.
You know how to do what you called to ask about now?
Yes, I do. Thank you
okay.
very much.
You bet, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I tell you, I'm walking it through, and I wanted, Julia, I didn't get to address the part about the brain, because in this brain imaging that I'm studying, in this biofeedback, it's if we're in fight or flight, and all of us are to some degree or another, we don't shut off our brains because our brains keep us alive. That's the belief. Well, if I relax, if I'm not on guard, if I'm not always looking for the other shoe to drop, then I'm not safe and secure in this world. That literally lights up a different part of your brain. The best way to calm that, they've given this to you, I'm going to give it to you again. Breathe. Deep breathing. Count into the count of five through your nose. Breathe out through the count of five slowly from your mouth. If you're having difficulty sleeping, breathe in, hold it for six, and breathe out to seven several times. Will help you calm your brain to go to sleep. The last one I gave you, you take a quick breath into four through your nose, breathe out slowly through your mouth to the count of seven. It restructures your brain. The other one is the Satanama. It's not to put you into a trance or anything. It's to restructure your brain so that you can choose. Okay? So you've got those tools. Start using them, the Satanama and all the different forms of breathing. And, of course, Tai Chi or Qigong or any of those things that will restructure your nervous system in your brain. Do you understand that we are dealing with the brain in a spiritual nature? We are taking spiritually what we know and seeing what our brain has to say about it. And we're going to Kathy in Seattle. Hi, honey.
Hi, Dee. Great hearing you.
Thank you.
This is the beginning part of your talk this morning because my biggest question is my dog is doing some really weird things lately, and it's kind of freaking me out, and I don't know. I've been working on him, but I...
What is your dog mirroring? What is your dog mirroring in you?
Well, what he's come up with some health issues regarding his digestion. And
okay, that's where
also,
we're going. What are you not digesting in your life, Kathy? What are you fighting? What do you want to throw up about? They're literally showing me regurgitation. So are you regurgitating beliefs that don't serve you anymore through your actions?
That resonates.
Those are the highest words they're giving me, and it's around love. And it's around love for somebody or something else, not your dog. Your dog is showing you what happens when you fight where you know you want to go, which is love, but you're regurgitating old belief systems from your mother. So what comes up? You got it?
Yes.
Okay, can you put it in a sentence for me, because that's going to serve everybody else, because you know we're all connected.
Well, the first thing is, like, you're not worth it.
That what?
You're not worth it.
Uh-huh.
I'm not worth it.
So you're not worthy to be loved.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's it. They want to add another thing. They want to give you a core belief. This page here. Yeah. I'll never be good enough. So I leave the practice of self-love. I leave allowing other people to love me because they won't be good enough, which is pretty much what you said, but they wanted to get a little more specific.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what your dog is expressing to you with these digestive issues. You really just are making him want to throw up. Kathy.
Which he hates to do, and I hate to do. So I actually had that thought this morning.
You need to align yourself and tell your brain, I love myself and I'm ready for the entire world to love me. I'm going to allow that because he's sick and tired of you not doing that.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
And now you can tell him, talk to him, and let him know you got that. And you're working on it, but you'd like him to heal now.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
All
Perfect.
Right, sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
You
I love
bet.
You.
I love you, too. Yes, again, back to the message of self-love. Do we love ourselves? Do we love ourselves? We're going to Evelyn in Texas, please.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
I've gotten a whole lot from all the other stuff, but I wanted some guidance when at the first call, when we talked about severing the umbilical cord, both to our mother's family, and then you mentioned our children, too. And part of it I get dropping and not, and I got a lot of information came in about the attitudes, taking on some of the same belief systems that I've outpictured and so forth. But
yeah.
At the same time, when I think of severing, I'm about to cry, I go into big panic. It's like if I do that, somehow there won't be a connection. And
yes.
I'll be really, really alone. And, you know, I have my mother's already passed on, but I've got my daughter, and I'm raising two of the youngest grandchildren. And I just got into panic. So that's when I pushed the button and went, okay, I can't quite tell.
Okay, all right,
out.
Let me help you. Let me help you, Evelyn. Because
okay.
we did address that. That does not mean you will ever be severed energetically from the people you love. It means that you will create more opportunity for choice instead of just taking on what's been passed down to you. Do you understand the difference?
Yes, I can see that. And I guess
okay.
what I've done is build up the thought that if I let go of anything, it would be nothing instead of maybe new and bigger opportunities.
Okay, so they want to use this simple example.
Okay.
So, Evelyn, just let
yes.
go of your breath.
Okay.
Just let go. Say, I'm letting go. I don't have to breathe.
Oh, my God. That's a biggie.
But you still do, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Because you intend to stay alive, and you intend to hold on to that belief. What we're doing is all right, let's look at two umbilical cords.
Okay.
One of them has all of the information and positive love and support and connection that you would choose to keep for the rest of your beingness.
Okay.
The other umbilical cord are all the fears that have been passed down for generations to all of us. You're not safe in the world. You better watch out. You're never going to have enough. Don't trust people. When you get old, you get sick. All of those belief systems that were passed down to them through
yeah.
the genetic tie of the umbilical cord. Those are the ones that we want to sever.
Okay? Okay, I got that.
Right. Which just means that there's going to be more nutrients and more focus and more creation coming through the other umbilical cord of I create my life, I get to choose my own focus, I know that love and self-love are the most important things in the world, and I get to choose to work with them. I get to know that the older I get, I can keep and create a healthy body and a sharp mind, right?
Yes.
All the things that we want, those are the things we want to feed ourselves with so that we're really, our umbilical cord really becomes connected to the divine truthfulness of creation.
Okay.
Boy, that's beautiful. Can you get
that
one?
I really can get that. I really can, and I can get what came up is it letting go of the, all the other stuff is there's a lot of anger and fighting things and
yes.
behaviors that, oh, my God, they're kind of attached to all of those things unconsciously.
That's right. And that's the devil on your shoulder.
Yeah. Okay.
We would like angels on both shoulders. So
yeah.
that all of us are integrated towards feeding ourselves the choices that create the brain for the future.
Right.
Got
yes,
it?
Yes. Thank
what
you so much.
A beautiful, powerful thing you brought in, Evelyn. Thanks for pushing that button.
Oh, thank
wow.
you.
You bet, honey. What a perfect ending to this show. What a beautiful visual that we're literally creating an umbilical cord to the divine and the divine of us that gets to choose, that always has choice. Make the strongest choice you can. Focus on that through love. Know you deserve it. Know you're good enough. And until we meet again, love yourselves, and love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.